At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Pitiful confirmation about which I have wondered and lamented and whined. Interest in the Rockets as a sports city renders Houston an embarrassment. If you didn't catch the item in the paper today from David Barron, right, I have been long speculating that, boy, for the quality of the Rockets, there just isn't much interest in them. Not that the quality of the team warrants. Hey, if you don't care, you don't care. On the individual level, I respect that. Or I accept that. If you don't like basketball, you don't like basketball. You don't like Harden's beard, you don't like Harden's beard. You think he's going to fall apart in the playoffs again, you think he's going to fall apart in the playoffs again. If your emotional gas tank was drained, the Astros' wonderful run to glory, if the Texans turned you off to all sports for months and months, hey, I understand. But in the bigger picture, painting with broader brush, it bums me out that this place sucks as a basketball town. So let me start with that, and let me also put the phone number out. I probably should be doing this sooner than later. Generally, I do the whole opening monologue as a full segment. But if you want in sooner than later, we certainly have the wherewithal to accommodate. 713-439-1560. 713-439-1560. Whether you choose to defend our fair city as a basketball town or sports town, or pile on. Any theories, suggestions, resignation, we'll take it all. Because what else is going on around here today? Rockets did not play last night. Rockets do not play tonight. Tomorrow night, they go for win number 15 in a row with the Boston Celtics here. Possible NBA Finals preview. Really? I reckon at least a few around here would be moved to tune that in if it came to pass. All right, let me cut to the chase here. The Rockets were really good last season, so it's not like they've turned around from mediocre or lousy to really good. But they were nothing close to this last year. From the start of this season, the Rockets have been one of the talks of the league. Literally from the very start of the season. Opening night, they come from 18-19 down to take down Golden State at Golden State. And they basically haven't stopped since. They were 25-4, hit a little air pocket, largely coinciding with James Harden's absence. Now they've won 14 in a row. They are 48-13, pacing to win 64 games. They're going to obliterate the franchise record for wins in a season. Last year's team was very good, highly entertaining, before the pratfall against the Spurs. But I don't think anyone truly believed, other than root for the home team, those who choose to root for the home team, thought they were of championship metal or talent, able to really challenge Golden State. Hey, if in your basketball study you don't think it's true for this team either, okay, again, on the individual level, I accept that. But Rockets television ratings this season for their local telecasts on AT&T Sportsnet through the All-Star break a couple weeks ago, Rockets TV ratings are down 20% for the season. I know that I picked up a story, maybe it was last week, that gave data on the teams with the very best TV ratings locally in the NBA. And of course, the Rockets were not to be found there. They were also not to be found among the dregs of the NBA, the bottom five. The Rockets, I figured their ratings would be up this season. Not much, but at least a little. They're 48-13. on their second 14-game winning streak of the season. Maybe their ratings are just buffo since the All-Star break. Somehow I doubt it. But for their ratings to be down 20% from last season? A little bit the first couple of weeks, certainly. Astros World Series games were a little bit more interesting than whatever the Rockets were doing the last couple of weeks of October. The NBA starting its season earlier this year than it had in about 40 years. So as the Rockets were starting, hey, that Golden State game, that started as Game 6 of the World Series was finishing off. So I'm sure plenty of people who might have had interest. Oh, man, we have a Game 7 tomorrow night. It's late. I'm bummed out. I'm going to put on the Rockets. Probably going to lose at Golden State anyway. They didn't lose at Golden State. But 2 weeks of the Astros playing postseason games, most nights, not all nights, but most nights, but to be down 20% from last season, that's disgraceful, right? The NBA overall in local ratings up around the league. San Antonio has its worst team in 20 years. Spurs ratings are up. Rockets ratings stink compared to the quality of the team. So if over the last couple of months you've rolled your eyes or wondered, is he just full of it? Is it just life doing a little midday show that you're just not going to have the heat in conversation really about anything unless it's extreme and in the moment, a la the Astros in the World Series? Yeah, all those other things can be factors too. But in, again, big picture terms, this city largely doesn't give a rip about the Rockets, who are having the greatest regular season in franchise history, and there's really not a close second at this point. So I am, on a very narrow basis, 20 years ago, this is actually the kind of thing that might made me say, you know what, maybe I can put up with those winners, and I should pursue that job in Chicago, or I should have taken that job in Los Angeles. 4 years ago, I didn't want to move to Boston. Much better sports town, but it's so cold in the winter. Not even that warm in the spring or fall. But as sports markets, what a bummer. But geez, Rockets ratings are down 20% from a year ago. And in David Barron's story, he notes that part of this stems from the refusal of carriers like Dish Network and Suddenlink to carry the network. Well, they weren't carrying the network last year, so it's apple to apple. Rockets' local telecast ratings last season to this season, they're down 20%. Nevertheless, you kind of like to think that when you have a really, really elite team, maybe special team, a city worth its salt as a sports town would give a rat's patootie. And as you are listening, if you're thinking, man, I don't get it either, or we get it, but we shake our heads at it, and you're a big-time fan, or you're rounding into form, cognizant of what the Rockets are doing, again, I'm speaking in the bigger picture. I have a hard time believing there are many markets in the country, let's include Toronto, where if the team's having a season the Rockets are having, the ratings would be down 20%. And I don't care if the baseball team just won the World Series. It pretty much blows to smithereens the high water raises all boats theory. Right? Texans ratings were in the tank last year because the team became a laughing stock. Rockets and Celtics tomorrow night, that you're not going to be in your seats close to tip-off. Hey, I get it. Life happens. But Rockets-Celtics, two of the four best teams in the NBA, the Rockets are the best team in the NBA currently, and it'll look like a preseason game a lot of other places in the lower bowl, a tip-off tomorrow night. I hate that. Rockets TV ratings as of the All-Star break on Sportsnet down 20% this season, while the team is the best they've ever had. regular season addition. I understand that as a factor, but down 20%? I'm not sure what I would have guessed that maybe they were up 10%. Hell, Astros TV ratings were only up 9% last season. But this is where volume, volume, volume helps. We do have 6.2 million people in the market. So if one-third the percentage of people are interested here as are interested in San Antonio or Portland, it's still a greater overall number of people who care. But the percentage of people who care here, it's lame.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.